Phoenix FM at Brands Hatch, and I'm here with Matt, or Dr. Evil.
It's Mac Dr. Evil, yeah. A few of my friends, they call me all sorts.
Now, I must explain, you've got the Fiesta here that we've been out on track and doing some proper working, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fully fledged race car. You know, it's been in the Fiesta Championship. It's an awesome drive, you know, and it's, you know, tuned engine and stuff. So it does really, really go for a Fiesta.
Now, you took me out and I couldn't believe how quick a Fiesta could go. I then went out in a Radical afterwards and thought, wow. But I mean, you give me the opportunity. I've driven a few laps around here and it's the sort of car that you can just, first time out on track, anyone can drive.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I've been doing experience days for a few years and track days, but only with sort of road cars. And then I got in with Gary and the Cooper Motorsport guys at the start of this year. Had a couple of track days with them in the BMW Compact Cup car. Enjoyed it. Had a bit of a knack for it, they said. So I decided to buy the car, the Fiesta, because it's more versatile for the different championships. I've been out, only my fifth time out in the car, so I'm still learning myself. But from January to now, I've already got the car, got my race license, and been in two races. So it is, you put the effort in and you sort of have a few track days and a bit of experience, you can make it happen. You can become a race driver. You know?
From the first track days just being last year then, really?
Well, the start of this year. I mean, in a proper sort of racing car. The other cars were standard sort of road cars. They had a few little bits, but not a fully fledged racing car until January. I had three goes in the BMW, loved it, bought my Fiesta. I think the first time out in my Fiesta was the day I did my license here at Brands. You know, so it was good. I passed my test in the morning, took my own car out in the afternoon as a race driver.
And I mean, this is an amazing circuit. And you come straight out the pits. The first thing you encounter is Paddock Hill Bend, which many say is the best corner in motorsport.
It is an amazing corner. I mean, you've got to get it right. Coming down that start-finish straight. The other thing, when you're coming out the pits, obviously you're looking to your left and you see all these cars flying past at top speed. You're still building it up. But that Paddock Hill Bend, that's when you've got to get right. Otherwise, it will bite you and it will throw you off because it's adverse camber. It's down the dip. And if you don't get that right and you start to lose it, you know, you got to counteract that and keep it going. As we've done a couple of times today, a little bit of a twitch, you know, makes it more exciting, get the heart pumping, get your adrenaline going, and then you're off for the next corner.
Well, I know you took Aaron out and there was a bit of a twitch then, wasn't there? You were even given a couple of steady balls, I understand.
Yes. I came out a bit heavy. Brakes needed to be warmed up a little bit, coming to the hairpin. Thought I'm going to struggle a little bit to make the apex here. So I thought we'll be conservative. We'll just come off nice, steady line round, leisurely little drive sort of thing. Got a couple of steady boards for that. But after that, the brakes had warmed up. Coming into Paddock Hill, we had a guy come out the pit lane on the inside. So I was a bit wide off the racing line, still carrying the speeds to come round him. So we had a little bit of a twitch on the back end, but we held it there and carried on. And off we went up the hill, ready to the hairpin.
And they are great cars to race, aren't they, Fiestas?
They're brilliant to race. I mean, like I say, they're versatile. You know, you can do it on a smaller budget. And, they're really good. I mean, you've got to learn the car because obviously with the suspension and the tyres and brakes all rated and stuff, you haven't got the roll as a normal car. It's very, very stiff, which to start off with is quite daunting because you're expecting a bit of roll to feel for the grip. But it's more of a bouncy sort of feeling than a roll or a slide because of the grip with the tyres. So it takes a bit of learning, but once you've got that, it's absolutely amazing. The adrenaline rush and the smile that you get off, you know, on your face when you're getting out of the car, you just can't beat that.
And I mean, you do this in your spare time. You're a busy man anyway. You're the leading or one of the leading people in your field in the world.
I am, yeah. I've been classed as the top body mod specialist in the UK, top five in the world. I've got a very, very busy business and calendar with my body modification. And yeah, I've built my business up over 20 years, worked from scratch, you know, invested £25, started from scratch, built it up. Now I've got worldwide businesses which are recognised. So I've worked hard. I'm sort of comfortable, so I wanted to treat myself, you know. And my friend said, you're working, all you ever do is work, you know, so you love your work. I'm passionate, very passionate about what I do, but I've got another passion, and I never thought I'd ever get the chance to be a race driver. It's one of them boyhood things. I've always played on the games and done little bits and pieces here, but never a proper sort of racing. And then the guys have been amazing, helped me along my way. And yeah, like I say, now it's when people say, well, what are you doing the weekend? I said, I'm actually racing in my car. And they said, well, I said, yeah, I'm a race driver. And it's like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But then when you say to people here, oh, body modification, is the first thing they think about, I'll say, well, put some skirts on my car.
Exactly that. As soon as they see the punctured body modification, that is what they do. So which sort of modification is it? Is it sort of like sills and wrapping or engines? And I'm like, I'm more on the human side.
Yeah.
And they look a bit daunting at first. And I'm like, yeah, I do the scarification and the implants and the surgical procedures. But yeah, then so it's a completely new thing for a lot of people in the pits because they're all motor-based companies. They're all, oh, the same as me. They're all into their racing, but they're more into it in a bigger way, a more professional way. This is a hobby and a part-time thing, but yeah, when they see the punctured and the body mod, they do think of more vehicles. And so there's a few raised eyebrows, and of course I managed to get Dr. Evil as my race license name.
Wow.
So people seeing that, and everybody's coming out saying, ah, doctor, what are you up to then? So you know, so we're having some fun. It's a good bit of banter in the pits as well with all the guys, and a friendly bunch. So yeah, I'm just really enjoying it and hoping to get into a proper championship next year. We're looking to get sponsors. So we get sponsors and we're going to go into Fingers Crossed Fiesta Championship, which is televised. And got no expectations of being right at the front, but staying facing the right way, on the tarmac, and finishing with everything where it should be. That's the main goal.
And if people want to find out more, get in touch with sponsorship. I know you're on Twitter because I'm following you on Twitter.
Yes, so we've got the Cooper Motorsport on Facebook and the websites and stuff. You can also contact me through my own, which is Punctured Body Modification. All my Dr. Evil pages on Facebook as well. So yeah, you can contact us either way, but the easy one is going to be the Cooper Motorsport. And yeah, anybody interested, we're doing track days, experience days. Like you've done today, you get to have passenger laps, you get to drive the cars, but we're doing smaller and full day packages, and even if somebody's interested, there is the option of taking the car for, you know, proper races as well. So if there's a race drivers out there that are looking to hire a car for a race, then we're open to those options as well. But we're looking at racing for myself and Gary, and also, like I say, the track and experience days. Anybody interested, come down, have the passenger laps, like I said, and get to drive a proper, fully-fledged race car in both the Fiesta and the Radical and the BMW. Yeah. So you've got three to choose from. And like you said, the Radical is a beast.
It is. It's an amazing car. And thanks for, well, not only taking me out in your car, letting me drive it as well.
That's not a problem. It was my pleasure. Like I say, more experience. You started off the same way I did, a bit nervous. Trying not to cause any problems or interfere with anybody else's day. But again, you did well. When you were carrying on, you did well at the end of those few laps. You were picking up that pace and doing nicely. So, yeah, I was impressed.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Cheers. Thanks, mate.